This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. New Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the country has voted for, quote, the return of politics to public service in his first speech as Prime Minister. AP correspondent Naomi Kim reports.
In his first speech as PM, Starmer vows to lead a government of service, marking the beginning of a new Britain.
Politics can be a force for good. We will show that. We've changed the Labour Party, returned it to service, and that is how we will govern. Country first, party second.
Starmer wants citizens of all political colours to join his project of change with stability.
I invite you all to join this government of service in the mission of national renewal.
Outgoing leader Rishi Sunak earlier offered his resignation to the King after his party's crushing defeat. Nayan Kim, London.
Hurricane Beryl is expected to drench parts of the Texas Gulf Coast in the coming days. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
A piece of metal twisting in the wind at a Cancun resort as Hurricane Beryl made landfall in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Power is out in many places. 4 to 8 inches of rain is expected to fall as the storm marches to the west-northwest. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Beryl will weaken from crossing land, but will likely regain hurricane strength over the Gulf of Mexico in the coming days.
Heavy rainfall along the northeastern Mexico, lower and middle Texas coast, beginning late Sunday and into Monday.
Rip currents will also be a threat. Hurricane Beryl's blamed for nearly a dozen deaths as it tore through the Windward Islands earlier in the week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Polls open in Iran's runoff election to replace a president killed in a helicopter crash. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Voters will choose between the hardline former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili and the reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian, who has aligned himself with those seeking a return to the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. After record low turnout in the first round of voting on June 28, it remains unclear how many Iranians will take part in Friday's poll, while 85-year-old Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has final say on all matters of state. Presidents can bend Iran toward confrontation or negotiations with the West. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. military commander in Niger says all American forces and equipment will leave a small base in the West African country this weekend, and fewer than 500 remaining troops will be out of a critical drone base in August. The departures come ahead of a September 15th deadline set in an agreement with the new ruling junta. Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman said Friday that a number of small teams of 10 to 20 U.S. troops, including special operations forces, have moved to other countries in West Africa. The bulk of the other forces will go, at least initially, to Europe. Ekman spoke in an interview with the U.S. Embassy in Niamey. Australia Thursday announced a $1.35 billion deal with U.S. tech giant Amazon to build data centers for its military and intelligence information in hopes of boosting the nation's warfighting capacity. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Three highly secure data centers will be built under the deal in secret locations in Australia and run by an Australian subsidiary of the U.S. technology company Amazon Web Services. The initiative is part of Australia's national defense strategy, outlining its commitment to Indo-Pacific security and maintaining the global rules-based order. Australian officials said the project would create a state-of-the-art collaborative space for intelligence and defense agencies to store and gain access to top-secret information in a centralized network. The so-called top-secret cloud is scheduled to be in operation by 2027. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The organizing committee for the Paris Olympics has unveiled backup plans for open water events if the Seine River is deemed unsuitable for swimming. In a worst-case scenario, if heavy rains affect the Seine's flow and increases bacteria levels, the triathlon could be changed to a duathlon without the swimming portion. Organizers say the marathon swimming competition could be relocated to the Vers-sur-Marne Nautical Stadium in the greater Paris region, which already hosts rowing and canoeing competitions. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.